Kishon Rabosei, today's daf is Yuma Daf Test Zion, and today, and really tomorrow also, for the next couple of blot, it really will help if you have something that will give you some sort of diagram, some sort of picture to kind of help with the calculations and the things that the Gemara is going to describe. As you'll see, it gets a little bit complicated, and if you have the pictures to help you, so that is a visual aid is very, very helpful. Again, in terms of, since this is an audio shiur, right, there's not so much I can do to try and illustrate those pictures. I will try as best I can, but again, it really does help if you have a Masifta, if you have an art school, if you have one of the guides, maybe there's an online, maybe there's some pictures that'll help out with the daf. But either way, definitely take a minute and pause and kedai to get some sort of visual aid as possible. Okay, with that introduction, our shiur again is Bizkos Refu Shlema for Nami Mir, Vajashan Rav Karezel, for Shir Best for Alea, and for Yehoshua Chaim Ben Chana Yehudis. And we're here on Tezvav Amud Beis, about halfway down, by Amar Lahem, Tanan Hasam. Amar Lahem is the next two words, but Tanan Hasam, smack in the middle of the line. We're about to compare two Mishnayos, a Mishnah in Maseches Tamid, and a Mishnah in Maseches Midos. We're going to try and figure out, right, how to reconcile, how to figure out those, how these two Mishnayos shtim, as they say. So it's not awesome. We learned in the Mishnah, Amar Lahem. Again, this is the Mishnah in Tamid. So Amar Lahem Amona, the guy in charge of the Kohen in charge of the day's events, would say to the Kohanim, Tzuve Viu, Tzulayim Elishchas Beis HaTzulayim, go and bring me a sheep from the place where they kept the sheep. For the korban tamid, and the Mishnah continues. It says, "V'alo lishkas atzlayim ha'isa b'mektzas tzfonis maravis." Then the place where they kept the sheep, right? The lishka again, literally is a room or a chamber. Right? So the place where they kept the sheep, that was in the northwest corner in Hebrew? I'm just looking at the Rashi over there. I forget exactly what this room. It's not a room. It's a Beis Hamoked. Sorry, the Beis Hamoked is a place. Basically, if you can imagine a courtyard and with four rooms, one in each corner, right? So that's what we're talking about over here. So if you can imagine, again, the diagrams are very helpful. So if you have a courtyard and you have four rooms, one in each corner, so the Mishnah says, "Lishkas Atalayim," the place where they took the sheep from, that was in the northwest corner. Va'arba lishkos hayusham. There were four chambers in this, this courtyard area. Achas lishkas tlayim. One was, again, as we said, the sheep room. Achas lishkas achosamos. One of them was the chosem, is a stamp or a seal, or here it really means a receipt. Rashi points out, and fascinating. Again, if you remember, about a month ago, we did in Maseches Shkalim that there was a place in the Beis Hamikdash where you could go buy wine and oil for libations. And different korbanos require different types of libations. So basically, you would go to one area to pay for whatever oil or wine or whatever it was that you needed. You would get a receipt, and that's the chosamos, and then you would go somewhere else and you'd pick up your whatever you needed for whichever korban that you were buying. That was the lishkos hachosamos. V'achad lishkos beis hamoked. One of them was a room with a beis hamoked, literally means fire, that there would be a fire there to warm up the kohanim that came up from the mikvah. If they needed to go to the mikvah, that was underneath the beis hamikdash. So they would come up through this chamber. There's a stairwell leading into the mountain, right? And there'd be a fire there, because obviously, if you're wet and it's cold out, right, obviously you try and need to warm up. V'achaz lishka sha'osim ba'lechem apanim, and one of them was the chamber where they made the lechem apanim. Urmino, I'll bring you a stira. Now, this Mishnah is this is the Mishnah from Midos. Arba lishkos hayu l'beis hamoked. There were four, chambers in this courtyard called the Beis Hamoked. Kiketonios apsuchos latraklan, just like rooms that are open up into a palace. Okay, again, if you can imagine, right, they had the open courtyard with four rooms, one in each corner. Shtayim b'kodesh v'shtayim b'chol. Two of them were within the boundaries of the kodesh, meaning of the Beis Hamikdash, of the Azara. And the reason that's significant, right, if you can imagine, again, you had two rooms on the inside and two rooms on the outside. So if you imagine this square courtyard with four rooms in each one in each corner. So basically, there's a line going down the middle of it, right? Splitting, and let's say on the left, or on the left, probably on the right. No, I'm not sure. But on one side, it would be Kodesh, and another side, it would be Chol. The reason that's important is because Kodesh Kodashim, right, Korbanos that are Kodesh Kodashim, they can only be eaten in the area that is Kodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash proper, in the Azara. So if half of the room was Kodesh and half the room was Chol, so then right, it was important to delineate where in that room you could eat the Kodesh Kodashim, right, for certain different types of Korbanos, depending on you know what was brought. Some that were Kodesh Kodashim, some that were Kodesh Kalim. So the Kodesh Kodashim had to be the holy ones, the holiest ones had to be eaten in a Kodesh area, right? In the Azara themselves. That's why the Mishnah delineates and says, right? There were two that were Kodesh and two that were Chol. Veroshri Paspasim Avdilin bin Kodesh Lechol. And since that was an important distinction, right? It's very, very bad to eat Kodesh Kodashim outside of the Azara. So there was a row of wooden like pegs or little stumps that went down the middle to delineate the holy part from the non-holy part. Umahayu Mishamshos, what did they use the rooms in the four chambers? So Marov is Deromes, the south, the southwest, Hihai Salishkas Tli Korban. That was the place where they took the lambs from the Korban. Now, if you remember, we had said in the Mishnah previously, where did they get the tefillah from? From the northwest. Right, that was this here. This Mishnah says it's in the southwest, so that's going to be the stira. But okay, but either way, Dromus Mizrachis in the southeast. Right, let's finish up, and then you know, the Gemara will resolve the stira. In the southeast, Yilishka Shayu Ozimba Lacham upon him. That was the where they made the lacham upon him. Mizrachis Tzfonis in the northeast. Bo Gunzu Beis Chashmonai Avnei Mizbeach Sheshaktu Malchei Ovdei Kochavim. In the northeast, that's where the Chashmonaim, they were nignaz, they put away, they hid away, they threw into Geniza, the stones of the Mizbeach that the Malchei Ovdei Kochavim, and most people say that this is actually a censored text, that this should actually read Malchei Beis Yavan, right, specifically saying the Greeks. Obviously, that makes a lot of sense because the Chashmonaim, right, fought against the Greeks. So apparently, they didn't want later in generations, they didn't want to specify which nation had done it. So they just said it was the Oved Kochavim. But basically, what the Greeks had done, they had defiled the Mizbeach, right? They had offered libations to their Avodah Zarah. So they basically kind of filed away those stones in that chamber, in the northeast chamber. And then Tzfonis Maravis, in the northwest chamber, by Yodr in the base of Tvila, that's where they would go down to the mikvah. Again, that's what we pointed out, that's where they had the fire, and they would go down to the mikvah. So what do you do again? As we pointed out, the Mishnah in Talmud says that the lambs came from the northwest, and this Mishnah in Nido says that the lambs were taken from the southwest, the room in the southwest of the courtyard. So, of the Beis, where is it, in the Gemara, of the Beis HaMoked, yeah, that's the name, I'm sorry. Okay, anyway, so how do you figure out this? Stiris Amar Rav Huna, Man Tana Midos, who is the one who is the author of the Mishnayos in Midos? Again, we saw this before with Rabbi Shimon Ish HaMitzvah. Some certain Rabbanim were known to have been quoted by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi when he compiled the Mishnayos. So who is the one who's in charge of the Mishnayos and Midos? Who's the Mishnayos like? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So simply it's Machlokes. Right? It's Machlokes ben the Mishnayos, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov versus the Tanakama, or the Tana of the Mishnayos in Talmud. So that's, how do you know that it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov who's in charge, who's doing the Mishnayos in Midos, did sign, because we learned the Mishnah. Again, this Mishnah is in Midos, right? Not surprisingly enough. Ezra's Nashim, Haya Orech Mea Ushloshim V'chamesh, Al Rochav Mea Shloshim V'chamesh. The Ezra's Nashim, and that doesn't mean the part of Shul that women go to, that's just part of the Azara, part of the Beis HaMikdash, was called Ezra's Nashim. So there was 135 by 135 Amos. And Arba Lishkos Hayu, and there were four lishchos, and there were four rooms, chambers. So I'm bimiktosa in each corner, right? One in each corner. What did you do for them? So then dromis mizrachis, and the southeastern one, haisa lishkas nazirim. That's where the nazirim went. Shasham nazirim mevashlem es shalmehim umegalchan sarim nemeshalchan tagas hadud. There, the nazir, any nazir that completed his process, so he'd bring a bunch of korbanos. One of the things he would do, he'd bring a shlamim, and he would have to, right, he would eat it. So there, he would cook the korban shlamim, and another thing that he did was that he would shave all his hair, which had been previously usher from the shave, and, right, as the psukim explained, that, right, he would shave his hair and throw it, right, into the fire, not into the pot with the meat, but into, as fuel, for whatever he was using, to cook the meat. Okay, that was so basically the Nazirim did some stuff in there. Mizrachis Tzonis in the north east, he heist the Lishkas Deer Ha'etim. Right, that was a place to check the wood for the fire for the mizbeach. Shasham Kohanim Balimumim Umdin Umatliyim Ba'etim. There were the Kohanim who had a mum, right? A Kohen who has some sort of physical blemish is not allowed to do avodah beis hamikdash, but they still had a job to do. So what they did was they put them in this room and they checked all the wood for worms. Shekol eitz sheish botolas pasul legamim mizbeach. Because as the Gemara points out, that you're not allowed to have wood, wormy wood, going on the mizbeach. So that's what they did in that room. And Tzfonis Maravis in the northwest, that was the place for the mitzorayim. Again, they when they finished their tzaras, so they would they would bring a bunch of korbanos. And part of this korban, basically, part of these set of korbanos was an asham, and the asham again would be put. Some of the blood would be put on a couple of appendages of the mitzora, and basically what the mitzora did was he stood outside and kind of stuck his hands and his feet through a hole in the wall. This lishcha was where the mitzora would go to the mikvah before getting those blood applications on his hand and his foot, right, big toe and his thumb, etc., etc. So that's what the mitzora would do in there. And now Amar, and finally Amar Rabbi Zeromis, and this is how we know that the Tanas of the Mishnayos is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And finally, right, as Amar Rabbi Zeromis in the southwest, so Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov shakachti ma haisa mishameshes. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, ironically enough, that he forgot what was there. Right? And so as Rashi points out, right, Michal Derisha, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov kamar lo. Apparently, up until now, all of these rooms and all of this stuff we've just quoted, right, for the last, I don't know, 10, 12 lines, has been Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because he said at the end, right, I got you three rooms, and the fourth one I forget. So it must be that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the Tanakama in Midos. Abishal Omer, and just to finish up the Mishnah, right, Abishal says, hey, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you forgot. Bahayim Nosnin Yayim Veshemen, that's where they would, you know, keep the wine and the oil. It was called the lishka of the oil. But again, the point is that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov seems to be the Tana Kama, and the Tana that writes Mesechas Midos. And therefore, right, when you have a stira between Midos and Tamid, so just it's machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Tana in Mesechas Tamid. It's also another proof that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the Tana in Maseches Midos. The Tana, as we learned in a Mishnah, and this is going to be where you really do need the diagrams. Kolak Salim Shal Yusham Ayugvoim. All of the walls that were there, i.e., in the Beis Hamikdash, right around the Har Habayis, Hayugvoim, they were very tall. Now, just to explain what that means, basically, all of the gates around the Har Habayis were 20 amos tall. And as Rashi explains over here, the Gemara points out that there were walls on top of the gates that went much, much higher. So the Gemara points out that Chutz Mikos Le'im Mizrach, all that was true about all the walls except for the eastern wall. Why? For a very technical reason. Because one of the halachos of the Parah Aduma is that the Kohen, when he's doing the Parah Aduma service, when he's burning the Parah Aduma on Har HaZeisim, that's Har HaMishcha, right? Har HaZeisim right, that we have nowadays, right? You can, when you walk down to the Kotel, the first thing you see is Har HaZeisim, right? On that side of the Beis HaMikdash, on that side of Har HaBayis. So if you can imagine, next time you walk down Mitzvah Shem, you should be Zocha, Eretz Yisrael opening up again, and people can come to Eretz Yisrael. Next time you walk down the steps to the Kotel, so you can envision, you can see the Har HaZeisim right in front of you, you can imagine that the Kohen there is burning the Par Aduma, and he's supposed to look straight into the Beis HaMikdash, and to the point where he can see the opening of the Heichal, right? They can see, basically can see straight through. Again, just a little bit of trivia, and that makes a lot of sense, right? If you know how the Beis HaMikdash was arranged, right? We go to the Western Wall, right? That's what we daven towards. That was actually the back of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash opened in the east, so it makes a lot of sense, right? That we are at the Western Wall, we're looking towards the back of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, therefore, was facing away from the Kotel, i.e., towards Har HaZeisim, right? And therefore, it makes a lot of sense that, again, just geographically, that the Kohen who was burning the Par Aduma would be burning the Par Aduma on Har HaZeisim and could look straight into the Beis HaMikdash, because that's where, right, the Eastern Wall was. That's where the entrance was. That's where it opened up. Okay, so that's the halacha, right? The problem is, how does that work in terms of not geographically, not archaeologically? I always get this wrong. Architecturally, can never find the right words. How does that work architecturally? Meaning, how did it work? As you'll see if you have the diagrams, that you could look from Har HaZeisim straight through to the Heichal. Utsnana. We learned in the Mishnah. Call up Sakam Shayu Shom Kvam Esrim Amos Varochvam Esar Amos. All of the gates of Har HaBayis were, again, as I pointed out, 20 Amos tall and 10 Amos wide. Utsnana. We also learned that Lifnim Mimenu Soreg, inside of the easternmost gate, right, the eastern gate, was the Soreg. The Soreg delineated where Goyim could come up until. Okay, it was like a little bit of like a small wooden kind of like do not pass this area type thing. Utsan lefnimi menu achel eser amos, and inside was the chel, which was 10 amos long. Ushtemisrei malos hayusham, and there were 12 steps. Rom mala chatzi ama, each step was half an ama tall. Veshulcha chatzi ama, and it was also half an ama wide. So then, as you can imagine, it was 6 amos tall, 6 amos higher. Right, that was the next, it was 6 amos high. The next, ledge, which was in the Ezra's Nashim, was 6 amos taller. Basically, just to point out, the Gemara is going to go through all of the diagrams according to two different opinions in terms of how much higher was the floor of the Heichal than the gate and the wall. And to the point, and then we'll see in a second. So just stick with me on the math. If you have a diagram, that's really good. So Tesvav Malos Olos Mitocha, there were another 16 steps that went from there. Hayoredes and the Ezras Yisrael Ezras Nashim, that literally says goes down from the Ezras Yisrael to Ezras Nashim, but really it goes up from the Ezras Nashim to the Ezras Yisrael. That was another 16 steps. Rom Maila Chati Am, again, they're all 16 Amos. They're all half an amma, sorry, there were 16 steps, but each of them were half an amma. Veshulcha chatzi amma, and those also half an amma long. So again, that would be another 7.5 amos up. Utana, we also learned in the Mishnah, Beina Ulam Velo Mizbeach, Chaf Beis Amma, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, was 12 amos. 22 amos, what did I say, 12? 22 amos. Ushtemisrei malos hayusham, and there was 12 steps there. Again, rom malo chati amma v'shilcha chati amma, meaning they were also 1.5 amma tall and 1.5 amma wide. In other words, it was another 6 amos of height. Utsnan, and we said, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, this is again the kicker, how we know Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the author of the Mishnais and Midos, maile haisa sham ugvoa amma. There was a step up, and on that step up, there was a duchen where the Levim would say Shira, and it was one amma up. V'duchen nosin aleha, and there was a duchen right. Sorry, ubo shalosh malos shel chatzi chatzi amma. There were 3 steps on the back end leading down, and meaning bottom line after all that math, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Did I skip a little bit? No, I'm not sure. Right, meaning, okay, sorry, meaning when I just quoted that, all, no, I apologize. I should have stopped before Utsan Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. According to all the math we had beforehand, before Utsan Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that was the Shita of the Chachamim. And basically what you end up with is 19 and a half Amos. Is 19 and a half Amos, meaning that the floor of the Heichal was 19 and a half Amos taller than the floor of the Har HaBayis. Now, if you have, if it's 19 and a half Amos tall, right, and the gate, as we pointed out, is 20 Amos tall. So then, and you have, again, a gate between, there are a bunch of gates along the way, right, that are also, that are basically, you know, you can look straight through from outside of the eastern gate all the way through, and you would see the floor of the Heichal. Yeah, because again, if the eastern gate is 20 Amos tall, and the height elevation by the time you get to the floor of the Heichal is 19 and a half Amos, so if you're standing at, let's say the 19 and a half Amos line, and you can see straight through the gate, right? From the top of the gate, you can see straight through to the floor of the Heichal. That's the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no, it was actually an Amah taller. The floor of the Heichal was actually an Amah taller. And that's what he says. When he says, Maila Haisa Sham, there was a Ugvoa Amah, right? And that's what he adds, an extra Amah. It was a little bit higher. And again, that's what we said before, that there was a duchan, that's where the levium stood, the uvo shalshmalos shalchitzi chitzi amah, that there were, you know, each of those steps went down. But the Maisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says it was not, it was 20 and a half amos. It was 20 and a half amos taller. The Heichal, the floor of the Heichal was 20 and a half amos taller than the floor of the Har HaBayis, which means that if you were looking through the 20 amah gate, you would not get to the floor of the Heichal. Your vision would end at the steps leading up from the Azara to the Ulam and into the Heichal. Right? You would basically hit the last step there, and you wouldn't be able to see the floor of the Heichal, because that's where, again, the extra half Amah was the floor of the Heichal, and you wouldn't, your sight wouldn't do it. Therefore, that's the point that they needed to make the wall on top of the gate. If you remember, that's what I said, that each gate was 20 amos, but then there was a wall that was higher. Right, all the gates had walls that were higher on top. But that's why they needed to make sure that the eastern wall was shorter than all the other walls, because then you could look over the wall from, let's say, the, I don't know, I'm just throwing out numbers. Let's say the wall was 2 amos tall, so then you could look from above the 22 amos of the gate plus the 2 amah wall, right, then you would end up staring straight into the Heichal, because that's above 20 and a half amos, right, and your line of vision would be able to take you all the way through. So again, if you have the diagrams, hopefully that made sense. If you don't have the diagrams, I hope it made sense also, but that's the calculations. And now, again, basically what I just explained, we're going to read in the Gemara. Iyamarta b'shlam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, if you're telling me that all the Mishnayos in Midos are Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, like we said, Kol HaKsalim Shayu Sham, again, I'm just quoting above, not now in the Gemara. Right? What do we say at the outset of this whole discussion? That all the walls were tall except for the easternmost wall. Because, again, you needed to shrink it to make sure you could see over it to have a straight line of sight into the Heichal, because the gate was 20 amos. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the floor of the Heichal was 20 and a half amos, so therefore looking through the gate didn't help you. You needed to look up from above the gate, from above the wall, and therefore you needed to make the wall shorter so that you could actually see into and on a straight line through to the Heichal. So, that's why you need to make the thing smaller. Right, meaning diskle pischa means that the gate, what you would not have been able to see through the gate to the floor, right? It would have been blocked. Ali amis rabbanan, but if you tell me that this is the sheet of rabbanan, haika palgo de amsa de meschile pischa de begave. Right, you can, again, if this is the rabbanan sheet, the rabbanan say that the floor of the Heichal was 19 and a half amos taller than the floor of the Har HaBayis, and therefore you could have looked through the top of the gate and gotten to the floor of the Heichal. You didn't need to shrink the wall on top of the gate at all. El wash, mami, not really, but Yaakovi, right? Must be Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov who wrote the Mishnayos in Midos. Rav Adi Bar Ava says, no, Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Adi Bar Ava says, no, it's not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Right, the Tanyak, again, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said that you needed to make the wall on top of the eastern gate shorter. How do you know? The Tanyak, because we learned in a Braisa. This Braisa is found in Zvachim. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Hamas Beach Memotza, that the Mizbeach was actually in the middle. Omed be'emtza azara. You couldn't see, says Rabbi Yehuda, you couldn't see straight through. If you looked into the eastern gate straight through, you wouldn't have seen the Heichal anyway, because the Mizbeach was smack in the middle and blocked your line of sight. Right? The Mimotza of Omed be'emtza azara, u'shloshim mishtaim amos hayulo. And it was 32 amos tall. So, you weren't going to see through the gate into the Heichal because the Mizbeach was in the way. So es amos keneged pismo sheheichal, it was 10 amos away, right opposite, meaning the middle 10 amos was basically right smack in the middle across from the Heichal. Yud-Alef amos letzafon, right? Again, if the Heichal was 10 amos wide, so then that 10 amos was blocked by the middle of the Mizbeach. Yud-Alef amos letzafon, Yud-Alef amos ledarom, and it also extended another 11 amos north, another 11 amos south, and that's how you get, obviously that's 32 amos, and basically it blocked the entire vision into the Heichal. So nitzam mizbeach mechayvin keneged Heichal v'koslav. So you see that the mizbeach blocked the view into the Heichal. So therefore, that's the shita that we're looking for, that you needed to shrink the wall so you could see over the wall, right? Because the mizbeach blocked the line of sight through the gate. If you talk about that, the chmitos Rabbi Yehuda, where it says, one second, if you're telling me that mitos is Rabbi Yehuda, that doesn't help, because mizbeach be'emtza azara mimishkachusla. The mishnais and mitos don't work out. If you look at the other mishnais and mitos, it doesn't work out that the mizbeach was smack in the middle, right? Like Rabbi Yehuda said, but it doesn't work out like Rabbi Yehuda shita that the mizbeach was right in the middle, blocking the heichal. Because Vatanan, the Mishnah says, kol ha'azara ha'isa orech mea ushmona v'sheva arochav mea shloshim v'chamesh. The courtyard was, meaning the heichal, the azara was, let's see here, 187 amos long and 135 amos wide. Right, min hamizrach l'mayarav mea ushmona v'sheva, from east to west, meaning east to west, it was 187 amos. And this is how he broke it down. Makom Jesus regular Israel, the place where the people, the Jews could walk, right? So that's meaning the place the chutzner where regular Israelim could come. So that was achadus re'ama. That was 11 amma. Makom Jesus regular Kohanim achadus re'ama, the place where the Kohanim walked was another another 11 amos. Mizbeach shloshim v'shtayim, again, as we said before, the mizbeach was 32. Bein ha'ulam l'mizbeach esher v'shtayim, between the ulam and the mizbeach was 22 amos. Va'eichal mea amma, and the heichal itself was 100 amos long. V'chadisri amma achorei beis hakapores, and again there was 11 amos behind the kodesh hakadoshim. So the Gemara now lays out where the mizbeach was. The Mishnah lays out where the mizbeach was, and you'll see that it doesn't work out mathematically that the mizbeach was directly opposite the heichal. That's against Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda cannot be the author of the Mishnayos in Midos. Bein hadarim l'tzafon mea shloshim v'chamesh, between north and south, again, we said, meaning the width, or I guess the length, depending on where I guess the width, right? Was 135 amos. Hakevesh v'mizbeach shishim v'shtayim, the ramp that went up to the mizbeach and the mizbeach itself was 62 amos. Min mizbeach v'latabos, from the mizbeach to the tabos were rings that they were put in the ground for shechita, for shechting animals, so that was another 8 amos. Makom tabas, Esrim v'arba, the place where the actual rings were 24 amos. Min ha'tabaos l'shulchanos arba, from the rings to the tables, where you would kind of wash off the meat. So that was 4 amos. Min shulchanos l'nanasim, from the tables to the pillars, that was a place where you would be able to take off the skin of the korbanos there. So from the tables to the nanasim was another 4 amos. Arba was another 4 amos. Min ha'nanasim l'kotel, Azara, and from the pillars to the Azara, to the walls of the Azara, rather, that was another 8 amos. So that was another 8 amos. Umosar, and the left, whatever is left, right, that was Bein Kevesh Lakotol Umokom HaNanasim, right? That's, again, that you could just kind of cheshbon out between the Kevesh and the wall, the space, right, by the pillars. So, V'isak V'dayit D'chmidos Rabbi Yehuda, and if you tell me the Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's this is his shita. So mizbech ve'emtzah zara mimishkan azla. It doesn't work out. The mizbech is not smack in the middle. Right? If you look at the math, haruba the mizbech v'darom kai. Right? Again, according to what we just worked out, I'm not going to go through the numbers exactly. But again, use your diagrams and you can do the calculations. But the mizbech was mostly in the south. It wasn't smack in the middle. Not straight across from the Hechal at all. So the Gemara says, "A lav." Just to finish up on Yedayim and Alav, a lav Shema Minah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Shema Minah. Apparently, we see that yes, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is in fact the author of the Mishnayos in Midos, and that shita I guess that suspicion, not suspicion, but that hypothesis is proven to be true as well. Again, this is, if you remember, this is the second proof that we brought. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the author of Mishnayos and Midos, and that's how you can have a stira between the Mishnayos and Midos and the Mishnayos and Tamid, because the Mishnayos and Midos, Rabbi Elazar Shita, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Shita, and the Mishnayos and Tamid are some other Tana's Shita. Okay, Shkoyach Elder Rabose, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.